We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Hour number two, a lot of football to get to over the next 45 minutes. We'll get to an NFL no huddle and some of this news regarding Russell Wilson in just a minute. We were going to lead off the NFL no huddle with a bunch of different Falcons stuff, but we're pushing that to 11:20. So you mentioned it when we were talking about the draft and that, you know, that new mock draft that came out today from Mel Kiper talking about the Falcons moving up to number two and taking Zach Wilson, and you said the Falcons probably don't even know what they're going to do yet in the draft,
right?
Because they haven't done all the stuff they're going to do yet in the offseason. In 20 minutes from now, we'll talk about maybe what's next in the offseason, because there's a few more things that need to happen before free agency really gets underway. So we'll get there 20 minutes from now. The Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40, as always. But let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with NFL No Huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm, get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up, another way they make you smile. And the report that we have been referencing out of Seattle is that the rift between Russell Wilson and the organization is real.
Yep.
And that his camp has broached trade destinations with the Seahawks. They have had those discussions between Russell Wilson's agent and the Seahawks front office. And here are the four teams that have been mentioned. Are you ready?
Let me hear them, Andy.
The Dolphins.
Okay.
Okay. The Jets.
Okay.
The Raiders.
Okay.
And the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
So those are the four teams that I guess Russell Wilson could be interested in. Interesting locations. A lot of different speculation as to maybe why he would want to go there. No speculation needed as to why he would want to go to New Orleans, though.
They're
playing that offense and do exactly what he wants to do in Seattle. The rift starts, though, Randy, with him wanting to do something that Pete Carroll doesn't want to do.
I mean, but in actuality, it's what Pete wants goes, you know, in that situation up there in Seattle. And, you know, Pete is old school and everything. And for him not to see that the offense was better when they allowed Russ to play better, because I don't understand why you would give him that contract extension if the fact that you're not going to let him be a quarterback that earns that kind of money. So it's going to be an interesting situation because, you know, Russ is where he is in his age and Deshaun is where he is. And I think that every team that's looking into Deshaun Watson should look into Russell, because I think Russell is just that good of a quarterback. He is younger. I mean, Deshaun is younger. But back to Russell, I mean, Russell has put himself in a situation where he is – built himself into one of the top quarterbacks in football. He's the top five quarterback. He's that good of a football player, and he's a great leader. He's a, you know, he's a face of the franchise type guy. You're not going to have to worry about him or nothing like that. But this is something that, you know, when I saw, because nobody, especially a quarterback, Andy, wants to go back to doing it where it was before. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to do that. He wants to do it the way that all the other quarterbacks are doing. He wants to throw the ball around the yard like his peers are doing.
Yes.
And, you know, and for Pete to publicly come out and say that, that's why they went through all those damn offensive coordinators, because he's trying to find him the right guy to do it the way he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's going to be a situation where I don't care where you want to go, Russ. I'm going to trade you who gave me the best offer.
Yeah.
I don't know. More likely, Russ probably has a no trade clause in his contract.
Oh, I would imagine.
I would assume he does.
Yeah.
And so he gets to reject or whatever. But this is where we are now, Andy, and we are in a place of player empowerment in the NFL like we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the quarterback position or an elite player at another position, and I'm talking about, Andy, elite players. That's not a quarterback, like a Khalil Mack elite. You can do this.
Yeah, and I think in most situations where the quarterback, because you're right, it's a quarterback empowerment league now. We've seen quarterbacks get traded this offseason in situations that you wouldn't normally ever see before in NFL history. When quarterbacks want to be able to pick the groceries or have a say in the type of offense that's played, it's all understood because you're the most highly paid player in the organization. You're the most important player in the organization, the most important position in all of sports. I understand why you would want to be the guy that has some input in how we go about this thing. But it's always been a really weird marriage between that thought process with Russell Wilson and him developing into this franchise type quarterback and the style of football that they played when they had their most success. Like, we've been having this conversation going back to like when they went to their second Super Bowl of at some point you're going to have to pay Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And when you pay him all that money, A, can you still get away with running this type of offense? And B, will Russell Wilson be willing to run this type of offense because he wants to be the guy? Like,
yeah.
You don't pay somebody $35 million a year to hand the ball off 40 times a game.
Exactly.
But that's how they won, though.
But that's how they won.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's how they
really,
won.
It's a tough situation.
They were such a completely different team.
They were.
They were such a completely different. They had Marshawn. They had, Legion of Boom and all these guys. Mm-hmm. They don't have that anymore. They had, at that time, the best center in football. They ain't been the same since they let Max Unger go.
That's true.
They ain't been the same. They have not been the same. And, yeah, they tried to do something. They tried to go get him Jimmy Graham and all these things. No. Russ wants to throw the ball. You go get him another wide receiver. That's what he wants to do. Go get him a tight end and let him cook.
Well, I think the argument that Pete Carroll, the reason Pete Carroll is going back the direction that he's going is he's saying, yeah, well, we did that for you, Russ. We traded for Jimmy Graham, and it didn't work out. And we drafted DK Metcalf, and he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. And, well, we lost in the playoffs. Like, we haven't been to a championship game since we started doing what you wanted on offense.
The game has changed, Pete.
So I'm going back to what – and you're right about that, too. Absolutely. I mean, it's only 5 years ago, but it is. It's a completely different NFL, not just from the way that it's played, but also just from the power that quarterbacks have.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it probably can't work out between Russell Wilson and the franchise right now. Like, it feels like if he's that dead set on – and I also wonder, like, is there anything wrong with his perspective on this? Like, he's essentially saying – I want to win a specific type of way. Not that I just want to win. Like, winning, yeah, I want to win. But we need to win like this. It's important to me that we win like this so I can be considered one of the best quarterbacks in the
NFL.
Well,
the thing about it is
Russ Tom Brady and all these other guys.
Russ wants to win. Russ just doesn't agree that the way that Pete wants to win is the way that this team needs to win games. So what I'm saying is, like, Russ wants to win. If he got hit off 40 times and win, Russ is going to be happy. But – he sees how the league is going now, mm-hmm. and he wants to be able to throw the ball around. All Russ cares about is winning. I will always say that Russ cares about winning, but he wants to be able to throw the football. That's the thing. He don't want to be back there throwing it 18 times a game because he doesn't feel that that's the way they can win now.
So, do you think that you can't, like, if Seattle had the team today that they had in 2013 when they won the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
that team can't win the Super Bowl?
Now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the game has changed so much that style can't win in 2021?
No, I don't, because they had a damn good team. Let's call it what it is. You can call it – no, Seattle was tough. They were rugged. They were well-coached. They were hungry. All that. So, yeah, they can still compete in today's game.
Yeah.
I think they can.
I think what Pete Carroll is saying, let's do that again. Like, we tried the other way. We did. We threw it a bunch. And it really boils down to, if you read the article in The Athletic from Mike Sando and a couple of these other guys that did all this reporting, it boils down to what happened when they played Buffalo this year.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo scored 44 points on them, which was probably enough to make Pete Carroll puke. And Russell Wilson threw four interceptions. And that's just, you know, that's just unacceptable. Like, when it's all about the Dan Quinn, all about
the – he was horrible in that game.
He was. But it wasn't just that he was horrible. It's that he gave the ball away as many times as he did. Like, we've heard Dan Quinn talk about all about the ball for all – I mean, that was –
that was Pete Carroll.
That was Pete Carroll's thing. Yeah. Like, they had that written all over the wall, just like they did in Flowery Branch as well. I don't know. I don't know how it gets solved. If it comes down to Russell Wilson simply wanting to play offense that way, Pete Carroll's not going to do it. They're going a different direction at this point. So maybe they do trade him. So what if he gets traded to New Orleans?
then the Saints ain't gonna be no fall off.
Yeah. They'll probably be better.
They're probably better because he's a better quarterback than Drew Brees was in the later parts of his career. I mean, it just seems like Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson are gonna end up in damn New Orleans. I mean, it probably would happen.
And if Carolina, why
not? Because Carolina's clearing all this space.
Yeah,
Carolina's going for it. They got an owner who don't give a damn. He want to win, and he will do anything in his power to win. The thing with Carolina is this: I want to see Teddy with Christian McCaffrey, but that's just how I want to see it. But if I could get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, if I'm Carolina, even though how much I love is of Teddy B, and I'm gonna have to give him $10 million anyways, regardless. Sorry, Teddy. Teddy, are you ready? Pack him. Let's go.
I know we're not doing what if today, but I'm going to throw a what if at you in this situation. What if the Saints are able to pull off a trade for Russell Wilson? They bring him to New Orleans. He's in that offense. Mm-hmm. What if the Panthers are able to convince the Texans to come off Deshaun Watson, and he joins this division as well? And you got Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, and all this happens before the draft. Does that change the Falcons' plan about what they want to do at the quarterback position?
No.
You don't think it does?
No. Why would it change?
Because competing and building and all that stuff and doing it at the same time just got a lot harder. Like, you're really not going to be able to compete, I don't think, with those teams.
Well, I mean, that's a raggedy ass way of thinking right there. I'm not going to be able to compete because they got Sean Watson and
well, they were already better.
They're not going to think. Nobody thinks like that.
Well, they got to think long term, don't they? Well,
like, okay, but just because Deshaun and Russell in the division, we're supposed to just roll over and give up?
No, not roll over and give up. But instead of saying we're going to retool and try to build around Matt Ryan this year, you say we're thinking longer term. We need to get a young quarterback and build that way.
No, I don't think it changes.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're just talking it out. Having just found this information out 20 minutes ago, I don't know. I don't know if that would impact their philosophy
Give me your assessment of why you think they would.
Well, because I think if they go about they trade back and they get linemen and they build through the trenches and Matt Ryan is here, I think there's a chance that Matt Ryan could play well enough to be here for the next couple of years. Right.
Right.
And your thought process is that if you build around him, then you can win with him. And if you can get a couple, you know, whatever, linemen, running back, guys like that to put around him this season, and that's enough to win enough games this year to justify keeping Matt Ryan here, then you've committed to having Matt Ryan here for however long.
Right.
I guess they just have to think about if they get those guys, how quickly they can compete. Because it's all about not just winning this next season.
Right.
I think with having a new regime, they have the luxury of thinking about 3, 4, 5 years down the road, and if you see these two young top five quarterbacks just enter your division, I want to have a top five quarterback in 5 years too.
I got it. And so drafting a young quarterback, you think that's going to be the case?
It doesn't guarantee it.
Exactly.
There's no guarantees. We've been talking about that for months now.
I just don't understand that thought process right there. Oh, they got Russ and they got Deshaun, so now we need to reboot and start all over. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they don't. It's just a what if I was throwing out there. It might not be what they do. Jason Light, the GM in Tampa, is talking about extending Brady as well.
That's a possibility. He certainly didn't look like he slowed down any this year. So that's a possibility, and we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, because he's going to be here for however long now as well. Obviously, they're going to restructure his deal to free up a little bit of money and go after the free agents that they have this offseason as well. And that's what Brady does. The fact that he was able to prove that value this year with them, they're going to get that done this offseason and be able to get more creative with what they can do in free agency as well.
Yeah, I mean, might as well extend him, Andy. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, he's still playing at a high level, and you got some free agents that you want to sign. And from the boat parade, Bruce Arians is bringing everybody back. So you got to have some money to do that. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense because he wants to play well. Now he wants to play these 47, 48, and everybody, damn it, just say you want to play the 60, Andy, so that everybody can have a topic for the week. But, I mean, 45, two more year extension, 45, that sounds about right.
Adam Schefter talking about Tom Brady almost going to New Orleans last year.
Well, here's the thing on Drew Brees. Last year, he went into the Saints at the Pro Bowl, the coaching staff, and they cried because That was his last game, the Pro Bowl. He was retiring, and then he took some time off. And lo and behold, he came back in March. And by the way, if he hadn't come back, I really believe that there's a chance that Tom Brady would have been the Saints quarterback this year, and he would have been playing in New Orleans. But that's a different story.
So, yeah.
We heard this, though.
Yeah, we heard that earlier, that was a possibility there. I guess the story now is, you know, at some point Drew Brees is going to retire. Why hasn't he retired yet, by the way?
It's been, what, almost 40 days?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and it was supposed to be like a week and a half. At least that was the initial reporting.
Do you really think Drew is considering coming back?
I don't. I mean,
really?
It seems like it's so long. I don't know. Like, why is it? Was he dragging his feet? Like, is he working out and feeling good? Like, what's the?
That's the thing about it. What is he doing? Because the thing about it is he could be healing. Because his wife let us know how banged up he was and everything. So he could be healing. You know, he could be healing, and then, you know, all of a sudden he get out there tossing the ball around the backyard with the kids. Like,
You know, the interesting thing is he was where Tiger Woods was going on on whatever day that was. Tiger was going to play golf with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
So I guess he's playing a little golf. He's out there enjoying his offseason in that way. But he was supposed to retire by now, wasn't he? I know June 1st is the date that they're going to push it back, and, you know, it's post June 1st so they can split the money over 2 years once he's retired. But I don't know. They announced this like a month ago. And
I love it.
As soon as they did, they were like, in the next couple weeks, we'll probably get an announcement from Drew. We haven't gotten that yet. Speaking of the Tom Brady extension, that's what you do when you have a player on your roster that you plan on having for the foreseeable future and you want to move his money around a little bit. We talked last week about why the Falcons can't do that with Matt Ryan because they're just not committed to having him here long term at this point. Are there any other guys on the roster right now that you could do that with, that you could extend maybe a year or two, help your salary cap situation out a little bit, and make this offseason a little bit easier from a Falcons perspective? We'll get into that coming up next. There's a handful of things that they need to do before free agency starts. We'll talk about them right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. Come on. Everybody.
20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone here on a Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. We'll get back into what's trending top of the, the most important audio in the world, top of the noon hour, and back into what Danilo Gallinari did last night. Unbelievable performance for Danilo Gallinari last night. Shut up, Andy.
No, dude.
Just take this.
Hey, man. You don't have a doubt. I'm standing with you, bro. We talked about me and you fighting in the men's room. I'm 10 toes down with you, bro.
And I appreciate that. And I still stand behind what I said. I love the response. Trey, I know that wasn't
the
response. I know it wasn't
a
response.
To a long left side three is good again. Oh my. 61-37 Hawks on top.
Worst player on the team, huh? Here. Hold
Worst
these 10 threes.
The team.
Hold this team record. Hold these 38 points.
Hey, Buck, it would have been as bad if he maybe hit 5 threes.
Right, yeah. Like, could he just have like a normal good game? Just like go 5 of 8 and people would be like, oh, I'll see what you said about Danilo. No, he had to set the franchise record on the day that I said he was the worst player on the team. I was talking to people on Twitter last night. I was like, you can't write this stuff. Like, that is just as outrageous as it possibly gets. Anyway, look. Do it again. Keep doing it. Keep playing like that. That'll be fantastic. I will gladly eat crow all season long if Danilo Gallinari can keep playing like that.
Do people
all right.
actually eat crow?
Yeah, and you know, I never understood that phrase. Like, is that something that you have to do if you make a mistake? Does someone...
Okay, Wendy's going to look it up.
In the past, would someone show up at your house with like a grilled crow and you'd have
I'm sure people have eaten crow. I'm just saying, is that a thing?
I don't know. I think every animal at some point has been consumed, probably. But it doesn't seem like it's something people still do. You know, I've got family now that I've married into the Appalachian Mountain folks.
They're country sale.
They eat squirrels.
I mean, everybody eats squirrels. That's why I don't eat at Tequila Mama in my house down there. Because I don't know what kind of what kind of animal that is in the sink.
Squirrels, they said it's good. They said it tastes like bacon.
Don't nothing taste like bacon but bacon, Andy.
Turkey bacon doesn't even taste like bacon.
Exactly, because it ain't bacon.
It's not. So the Falcons are in a pretty interesting spot this offseason. And I know we're going to get into some of the specifics of what they need to do next. In reading about this morning, I thought Torrey McElhinney did a great job in The Athletic detailing what the next move may be, a couple of things the Falcons need to do, where they stack up in terms of the offseason compared to the other teams in the NFL that are in similar situations. The Falcons have the fifth least amount of money available in terms of all the teams in the NFL and the least players signed.
Right.
They got 39 players under contract. The second least is the Bucs, and they've got 44 players under contract. And the Bucs are about to move some money around with Tom Brady and be able to address their needs in free agency and sign more players. Falcons aren't going to be able to do that, not with Matt Ryan. We talked about it last week, because in order to do that with Matt Ryan, you'd have to extend his contract. Falcons don't want to do that with Matt Ryan right now. There's only a couple other guys on this roster that are even really in that conversation as well. And we talked yesterday about Dante Fowler. I don't know what they're going to do. I think Dante Fowler's probably just going to have to play on that number. You might be able to do it with Grady. In fact, you probably could with Grady. Tack a couple extra years on, give him an extension, and then be able to make his salary cap number lower this season. But that's Grady. I mean, he's one of like the three or four guys on this team that you both know are good and is young enough to do that with.
Right.
Are there any other candidates for that? Like, is anyone you can think of that the Falcons would be able to say, all right, we'll extend you so we can take a salary reduction this year and make it easier for us to have better free agents possibility?
Only person I could think of is maybe Debo, maybe?
Yeah, that's
maybe
a good call.
Maybe Debo. I don't know how they feel about Jake Matthews, because, I mean, he has a contract where you can extend it. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm just trying to think of people who actually have that contract that they can do it with. Mm-hmm. So those right there. And you look at it from when we were talking about, you know, not trying to hamper your growth and all those things. Well, if you're extending guys that you didn't initially give the contract to, that can have a hindrance on the growth of your team. Like, this regime didn't give Grady a contract.
Right.
But if they were here and Grady plays the way he plays, Grady would have got his contract. Grady is worth the money he got.
Yeah, that's Grady's one of those guys that no matter what regime took over was going to say, all right, we want Grady. Like, we want Grady. He's 27. He's gotten better every single year.
Yes.
Couple years left in this deal that he's got. He'll get another one. Yeah. So he doesn't need to prove that he can either play in this system or stay healthy or whatever, like all these other guys have to do. And I think Jake Matthews does. Like, I think Jake Matthews, if he's going to be a Falcon longer than the next 2 years, and I think he probably will be for the next 2 years, just given what his salary situation is, he's got a lot of money against the cap this year. He's like somewhere near $20 million.
Who is this?
Salary. Jake Matthews.
Yeah,
if he's going to be here beyond this contract, it's because he plays really well next. Same thing with Matt Ryan. Like, if Matt Ryan's going to be here on another contract, these are almost like prove it years for these
guys,
which is crazy to say,
but you're right, though,
in their career as they are. But that it's kind of what it is, which is unfortunate, because you'd love to know now so you could make that long-term decision and make your salary cap situation better today. But you just can't, you can't risk it with a guy like Jake Matthews. He's been okay.
He's been
last year he wasn't.
He wasn't good last year. And I go back to something we talked about, the draft, and they draft Penei Sewell. They're not bringing him in to compete with Jake. They're bringing him in to replace Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what, you know, when you get to this level, that level, and it's not about competition. I saw what Arthur Smith was talking about, making an uncomfortable environment. Nobody care about uncomfortable around on NFL locker room. You know who the uncomfortableness is geared towards? Young players. Mm-hmm. It ain't geared towards no established vet. I ain't worried about you being uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. Man, let me go in and eat these gasses. I'm going to eat these weights. Am I studying you talking about making me uncomfortable? Because I know that I'm good enough. I know I'm good, and you need me.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest misnomers, and I think you do a really good job of dispelling it every single training camp, of competition.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you want guys that are competitive.
Yeah.
You want guys that feel a level of competition and compete with one another in practice. But you don't want a bunch of competitions at positions.
No.
You want established talent. That's what you want in as many places as you could possibly
I guess, like, say Brian Hill is in line to be the starter. Will you bring somebody in to compete with him?
Sure.
You ain't bringing nobody to compete with Julio.
Right.
You're not drafting. If you draft a quarterback at, say, number four, he's not coming in to compete with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
If Matt's on the roster, Matt's going to be the starter.
Right.
Matt make too much money to sit behind a guy.
And
he's
then
here to replace Matt.
Exactly. It's not a competition.
Yeah.
It's a replacement. And it might take a minute. And if Matt doesn't play good for the first 8 or 9 weeks of the season, then he might replace him mid-season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly right, especially at that position. That's what that is. And that's been something that's been so interesting for a couple years now with the Falcons, is bring somebody in to compete with Matt. No. You paid Matt $150 million.
Exactly.
He doesn't compete with anybody but himself.
Right, exactly.
You draft
exactly
the next guy, then that guy's taking his job. Not competing with him, taking his job. The other way that the Falcons are going to, and a lot of teams, are going to hope to go about free agency this offseason is these one-year deals. Let's hear from Steve Wyche really quickly. In this weird salary cap reduction, guys don't know what the financial future of the league is, going to be more guys on the market than normal. Steve Wyche describing what these young, what these one-year contracts may look like.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was going to be some groupings where guys are like, okay, it's a one-year thing, but we know X team are two players away. You know, we know the 49ers might be two or three players away from getting there. So let's all go to San Francisco for a year. Or, you know, let's all try to go here for a year. I think you're going to see that in some places. And, you know, the one thing about, you know, if this happens, this is where players can either do that. They can play for a coach they want to play for. They can live in a city they want to live in. They can go back kind of home, you know. So, again, this is going to be intriguing because the players are going to have an awful lot of say in this as well. If they're going to take less money, they're going to take like a one-year, $4 million deal, that's going to open up their options as well. So I think that question is great, and that's something I'm really, really waiting to see because I think it's going to happen in some situation.
Did you play that again just so we could hear the question was great?
No. We cut the great question off the first half, so he only said it once. But I mean, I don't mind hearing it, but no, that's not why we played it. That's good news for the Falcons in that there's going to be more players available in situations. The question I have is, how do the Falcons become one of those destinations that players want to go to? Because they're not the one or two players away from a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I don't think they have that going for them.
The thing with today is this, and what Steve was saying, $4 million. If a player is used to making $10 million to $12 million, they're not going to play nowhere for $4 million, mm-hmm. okay, unless that's their last offer. Like right now, they're talking about J.J. Watts getting offers up to 15 to 16. J.J.'s used to making that kind of money. J.J. wasn't going to go play for nobody for no damn $10 million. No.
Right.
You know, J.J. still plays.
And that's why the Falcons were never legitimately in.
Yes, that's why they're never
in
it. And so when I look at, you know, there's guys out there that can fit in DP, like my bro, LeBron, Melvin Ingram. Melvin's about to be a free agent. Mm-hmm. Melvin's looking for a big pay. The Chargers paid him already. But the thing about it is Melvin's coming off an injury-plagued season. His numbers are down a little bit. Well, can you get him as a mid-level $4 million guy? No. Why would Melvin come somewhere for $4 million? Melvin used to make it 16. Mm-hmm. You know, like, can you get it for 10, 12, somewhere in there? Yeah. He's a candidate for what we were talking in our pre-show of the one-year over $10 million deal type player. That's mm-hmm. what Melvin Ingram is. Mm-hmm. Didn't I say Judon yesterday? He's one of those. Did you see the mess that's coming out of there? That's so funny.
No.
About exposing some dude for writing this bad. I'll text it to you. It's pretty funny. But anyway, so when you're looking at some of these players, I know he's at Hendrickson. Why would Hendrickson come to Atlanta on a one-year prove-it deal?
Yeah, I guess the situation would have to be you got a guy who's good, right?
Yes.
And his market has now, because of the financial situation, because of just the way that the NFL is this offseason.
Right.
I'm Trey Hendrickson, okay? Right. And you're right. He wants this big money. He just had a big contract year and wants to get paid. But the offers aren't there. So
Right. He's
got one-year offers for $6 million from four different teams. And the Falcons are one of those teams.
Right.
How, if you're not a legitimate contender...
How do you get him?
Do you go about making yourself attractive to that person?
That's when Terry Fontenot comes up, if that situation. Because Terry knows him.
Okay, yeah. Now, relationship, sure.
Yes. And the one thing you don't do in a contract year is bet on your damn self. And what I mean by that, you should always bet on yourself. You don't take a one-year prove-it deal coming off a contract year as a pass rusher. Go get that money, bruh. If it's from Jacksonville, go get it. Go get it.
You can get it?
Yes, go get it.
Get it.
Hell no. No, man. Mm-mm.
But if you can't.
If you can't.
Maybe we can entice them with, I don't know, shake joints? I don't know. I don't know what we have to offer, but we got to be out there recruiting these guys. We got to make Atlanta attractive to these free agents. We'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Brought to you by Hoots Wings. It's time for Hoots Wings Lunch Hour. Chicken wings and other things. Takeout and delivery available online at hootswings.com. Hey, Wendy.
Wendy!
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Wendy.
Watching
rabbit tasted
guys...
like bacon.
Say that one more time.
Rabbit tasted like bacon.
Oh. Wait,
rabbit
too? Rabbit?
I thought you said rabbit tastes like bacon.
No, squirrel tastes like bacon.
Squirrel tastes like bacon.
Well, I've never
eaten
squirrel
either. How can a squirrel taste like a pig?
I don't know. It's like a little tiny pig growing.
That always just throws me off. And it was like, oh, man, these frog legs, they taste like chicken. No, they don't. They taste like frog legs.
I don't know.
Probably don't taste the same.
I haven't had squirrel, so I can't say that it tastes like bacon. I'm just saying I've been told it tastes like bacon by family members that have. I have had
kangaroo. Did they cook it in bacon grease?
Maybe. Maybe that's why it did. I don't know. I had kangaroo one time, and it tasted like steak.
No, it didn't. It tasted like kangaroo, yeah, Andy.
What kind of
really
steak?
Good.
What steak are we talking about?
It was like rare beef. That's what it tasted like.
You know what? That still chaps my ass that you did that, Andy.
I ate a kangaroo?
Gosh, yeah, dog. I still got a real problem with that.
What are you mad about?
I'll never let that go, that you ate some, kangaroo.
What? I didn't realize you were such a kangaroo advocate.
I am, dude. I am. Any animal that can put paws on you? Like that?
Yeah. You don't eat an animal that could fight you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just very upset with that.
All right. Fair enough. Still. Sorry. That was years ago. I've been disappointing you for years.
Yeah,
now.
Man. Yeah. I'll never let that go.
Randy, I kind of owe you an apology too, because I sort of, and Andy doesn't know this yet, because we can talk to each other when I'm in the studio down the line, and I sort of went down a rabbit hole. Speaking of rabbits.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, like on news sites where they have like the articles off to the side and you just see an interesting headline and you click on it. There was one that said, here's another reason to hate the pandemic. And it said rats. So rats essentially are taking over neighborhoods because restaurants aren't open and there's not as much garbage. So rats are going over there. And I've just been hitting Randy up the entire morning with terrible rat jokes off the air. And I feel kind of bad about it.
It started at 10:15 this morning, Andy, and she has not stopped.
Can we hear any of the highlights?
No,
yeah,
don't.
Here, Andy, you want the first one?
There are no highlights with these jokes, man. She's just firing them off at me. Randy, guess what? Randy, what do you get?
They're more of puns.
Yeah, like, I'm a big pun fan.
You ready, Andy? How did the rat lose its leg?
I don't know.
It went pie ratting.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's what I'm having to deal with. Yeah, that right there. Yeah, that.
How do you get a rat to look at the camera?
I don't know.
You say cheese.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a good one.
Final one, and this is probably where Randy really rolled his eyes. Uh-huh. What do you call a rat with allergies?
I don't know.
Ratatouille.
I like that
and
one.
And I'm done.
That one actually got me. That's pretty
Randy,
good.
I'm sorry.
That right there got you chuckling like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Ratatouille, because you know when you sneeze, ha-choo, you get it?
Yeah, Ratatouille.
And Ratatouille is a movie with ratatouille.
You see what I've been going through this whole, like since 10:15 this morning. Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. So you've had a good Thursday.
I think Randy likes it sometimes when I stay at home so I can leave him alone. Finally, she can leave me alone with all the jokes. And I owe an apology to all the Happy Gilmore fans, because a lot of slack for my very generous C-minus of the Happy Gilmore movie I watched for the first time over the weekend. But there might be some good news on the horizon for Happy Gilmore fans, including our own Brian Gebhardt. So on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, Adam Sandler and Chris McDonald, who were in Happy Gilmore, discussed the possibility of bringing back Happy and Shooter to do a battle on the senior tour in Happy Gilmore 2. And here is the two discussing it, and it might make all the Happy Gilmore fans happy.
Has not been discussed, but it certainly has been discussed on the internet. Believe me, that senior tour idea, it would be so amazing.
I am double in, yes. I would love to do it. Everybody's been screaming for it, like Adam said. It would be a complete blast. The senior tour with us too? Oh my God.
Now, how do you think Happy Gilmore it's going to turn out?
Hell no.
It'd be terrible.
It'd be awful. It'd be
so
awful.
Bad.
Yes, it'd be
so
horrible.
Bad. I can't think of, like, Adam Sandler was in that Uncut Gems movie, which was really good.
I really like that
still
movie.
I haven't seen that one.
I really like that
But
one.
That's very much not an Adam Sandler movie. Like, that's a different kind of thing altogether.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of the last time Adam Sandler made an Adam Sandler movie, like a Happy Madison production movie that was funny. Like, it's been a while since they've actually had a funny movie.
It's been a long time, man. Yeah. It's been a long time.
I don't know that would be good. Plus, Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, I saw that clip. I mean, I don't know what time of day that was, but that dude was lit up, man.
He was all day.
Haviland oiled up, and it was before noon. I mean, good for him, whatever. But, I don't think that would be good at all.
So I'm doing this next story as sort of a follow-up, but I also want to get Randy's reaction because I think he'll have one on this one. So we've been talking about Isaiah Wilson, the offensive tackle, formerly out of Georgia, now with the Tennessee Titans. He turned 22 on February the 12th. Then earlier this week, remember, he was tweeting, "I'm done with football as a Titan. No further comments," in a sense, delete a tweet. So we're like, what is the situation going on in Tennessee? Well, according to a couple of Timmy Tubers from A to Z Sports Nashville.
Oh, God.
He said the reason that Isaiah Wilson is upset is that the Tennessee Titans social media account never wished him a happy birthday on social media. So the reason he is upset and no longer wants to be a Titan is because he didn't get the graphic that had his picture and a happy birthday message next to it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Well, go to hell.
Who's
Which
going
one?
To hell?
The A to Z Tubers.
Oh, okay. You don't believe him?
Hell no, I don't believe him, Andy.
Uh-huh.
But then, Andy, with this dude, I don't know.
That's what and this generation,
with
Randy,
this daggone generation, man.
You know how they care about the social media clout.
He seemed like he a damn birthday week guy. You know the birthday week. Oh, it's my birthday week. It's my birthday month. No, it ain't. It's the damn week that happens. Your birthday happens to be involved in it.
You get a day. You get a birthday.
Wouldn't you guys get upset?
It's my birthday weekend. No, it's not your birthday on damn Saturday.
But you guys would get upset if you don't get, like, a social media happy birthday.
No. Y'all know how the hell I avoid my birthday like the plague? If it wasn't for my damn wife, wouldn't nobody know my birthday is.
We wouldn't even know. Because
I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing. It's her. It's her and that daggone sneaky Wendy that's always. But if my wife never ever said anything, y'all would not think, no, my birthday or nothing.
Do you remember the last cake that got brought in here, Randy?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to get Brian to retweet that photo.
No, that's what I'm saying. Nobody knows birthdays or nothing around here when it comes to Randy. But if you that shallow of a person, like that shallow, and Andy, there are some shallow ass people out there
that get offensive about that. The NFL because they didn't wish me a happy birthday on Twitter. I have a hard time believing
that. But the thing about it is, man,
if that's true, this
internet thing. Cause I told you I was watching the Telekinesis 68 thing yesterday, right?
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yep.
And no, I'm gonna call him to it. This dude, he a snitch, he a rat, and he's a little bee. But you want to talk about manipulating the internet the way he did, and got folks just buying it, like, because I'm looking at the crowd, Andy. This is at his concerts. Look at the crowd. You know, all he got a whole bunch of Timmy Tube Sop looking kids out there. He ain't got no bros out there. He ain't stunting this clown.
Whatever, but their money's green.
I mean, I'm like, hold on. First of all, you using the N-word and folks just real comfortable with him, and then you comfortable with folks that look like he used. I'm looking at this thing like, ain't nobody checked this dude in his chin yet. Like, how does the internet, Andy, were people stupid before the internet?
Yes,
or
they were.
You sure?
Yes.
And so what? So did the internet just enhance the stupidity?
Here's what I think has happened. I think people have been stupid for a long time. But I think when you mix the ability to be anonymous with attention that you get on the internet, it's amplified
it's
people's
amazing.
Stupidity.
I mean, sitting there watching
stupid
this,
plus anonymity plus attention equals very
Andy,
stupid.
I'm sitting here watching this dude. And I'm just like, really? Y'all bought that? Ain't nobody tough if you got to get held back by your bodyguards. You know that, right?
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, okay.
I knew that.
Like,
thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Oh.
The money.
You got any more rat jokes?
No. No. Wendy. Tell him in the break.
We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.